I'm joined now by British blind sport archer Clive Jones. Originally a soldier, Clive from Newport, Wales, lost his sight more than 20 years ago. During his recovery, he received a lot of help from Blind Veterans UK, who introduced Clive to archery, and he's been hooked ever since. He's currently training for the IBSA World Games, due to take place in Birmingham from the 18th to the 27th of August. And that's the largest high-level international event for athletes with visual impairments, with more than 1,000 competitors from more than 70 nations. So thanks for finding the time to chat with us, Clive. I'm sure you're really busy at the moment. How are preparations going?
Yeah, they're going quite well, to be honest, Barry. I've just come back from the Para World Championships in the Czech Republic. So that was a nice build-up as well. I fly out to Rotterdam now on the 16th for the European Championships. So I'm preparing for them as well as the IBSA World Games in Birmingham.
Is that the best way to prepare? Just be thick in the action of other events building up to this so you don't have time to actually dwell on the magnitude of it?
For me, yes. And obviously the quality of the competition and the noise and everything else, I mean, it does help you. It really does.
We'd spoken to you before and you said how much you were looking forward to it. I think you mentioned a Dutch rival as well. What's the build-up like? What's your training schedule like at the moment?
Well, I'm shooting at least two or three times a week now, just building up to the competitions, not only for the IBSA World Games, but moving on as well. I mean, I try to get as much shooting as I can, but that all depends on, you know, my spotter and my coach who lives in Leicester and my family, to be quite honest with you.
Can you talk a little bit about the rules?
Well, basically, we work with a set of foot markers and a camera tripod. Now, on top of that camera tripod, there's a sight. And all these instruments, the sight and the foot markers and everything else, have to agree to World Archery specifications. Obviously, how I will shoot myself with the foot markers, I stand in those, and the tactile sight will touch the back of the hand. Now, that can be moved left and right by a slide or up and down by the elevation shaft on the tripod itself. The spotter's connection with me is basically just to tell me, A, where the arrow goes, B, to line me up, and effectively just make sure I'm safe. They can just tell me the basic flow of shot where the arrow goes during the competition.
So what would be a successful tournament for yourself, Clive? What are you aiming for?
To be honest, success for me, you know, is a podium finish. However, I do understand that there are some very, very good archers. You alluded to my little Belgian friend earlier on. He's a fantastic archer. And, you know, Ruben, you know, I aspire to be like him one day. I mean, he's a phenomenal archer. But there are many others also. The amount of archers coming over from around the world is phenomenal. And it's showcasing blind archery and other blind sports. So with regards to me, if I can get on the podium, excellent. If I can shoot another international personal best, again, fantastic. I mean, I've recently changed a few bits and bobs with regards to my kit, the way I shoot. So if I can shoot as well as I can, then that is all I can ask for at this moment in time.
And representing your country, there can be no greater honour, I presume.
No, not at all. When I first started archery, I gave up the sport in 2013 purely down to injury. But I missed that sport every day. And in 2018, after the injury in the shoulder had healed, I decided to take it back up again. And, you know, throughout the time previously, I tried and tried to get onto, you know, or into the squad, which never happened. But fortunately now, different mindset, you know, absolute clean slate. It's really, really good to actually put on that jersey. It's actually a really nice thing, you know, to do.
So it's been a big year of sport so far, and we're always trying to encourage blind and partially sighted people to get involved. What would you say about archery? Why should people give it a go?
Well, archery is very inclusive, and it doesn't matter if you've got no eyes, no sight at all. I mean, I have two prosthetic eyes. All I see is total blackness. As I say, I come back from the Para World Championships in the Czech Republic about a week and a half ago, and there were archers over there with no arms. phenomenal athletes, absolute tremendous. So, as I say, have a look on the British Blind Sport website, and they host Have a Go Days all around the country. Now, if you want to give archery a go, and I totally recommend it, then it is inclusive, and you don't know whether you're going to like it unless you give it a go. So please just find out where these Have a Go Days are and book yourself in and go and give it a go.
And also there's the social side of it as well, Clive, isn't there? We're always trying to encourage people to look after their health and their mental health. And you get to meet a lot of people you otherwise wouldn't if you were sat in the house.
Well, that's right. I mean, the amount of friends I've met on the blind circuit, so to speak, as well as going around with able-bodied archers. This, you know, you meet a really lovely circle of friends. And, you know, nothing's too much trouble for them. And they're just grateful to see, you know, archers with a visual impairment getting up and giving the sport a go. Because it is, as I said earlier on, a totally beautiful sport, very inclusive. And as I say, I wouldn't stop it unless I have to.
So, as we said, the IBSA World Games kick off on the 18th of August. How can people follow you, Clive?
Follow me either on Facebook, on Instagram at the-blind-clive, or on the websites, you know, via the IBSA Blind Games.
Yeah, for more information about the games, visit www.ibsagames2023.co.uk. And for more details on the ways that blind and partially sighted people can get involved in sport, see British Blind Sport and RNIB See Differently campaign, britishblindsport.org.uk/see-sport-differently. Clive Jones, good luck in the IBSA Games, and thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Barry, thank you very much.